Welcome to the Academic Minute. I am Lynn Pascarella, president of Mount Holyoke College. The tiger salamander population is steadily decreasing. Valerie Titus, a professor in the Environmental Science program at American Public University, is studying these endangered amphibians to find out why.
Amphibians throughout the world are declining at an alarming rate. The eastern tiger salamander is listed as endangered in New York State and only found on Long Island. While the species occurs throughout the eastern U.S., it appears to be declining. My co-authors and I studied the natural history of the species by using radio telemetry and population genetics. Due to rapid habitat loss on Long Island, it was critical to study the species so responsible actions could be taken to preserve the species. These animals are fossorial most of the year, and the existing zone of protection was considered to be insufficient to protect critical breeding populations within upland habitats. My objective was to measure the extent of movement into upland habitat and to genetically estimate connectivity between individual breeding ponds on Long Island. I monitored movements of emigrating individuals from breeding ponds to measure the extent of travel into upland habitat. I also collected tissue samples from different Long Island populations to measure genetic variation. My study indicated that female and juvenile tiger salamanders travel significantly farther than males into upland habitats. The animals preferred the native pitch pine and oak forested habitat for their refuge sites, and there appears to be genetic connectivity between ponds. Based on these data, I recommend that each wetland should be considered on a case-by-case basis, maximizing the amount of preferred habitat available to the salamanders and connectivity to other wetlands. It is essential to the survival of these populations to maintain sufficient habitat, to ensure that a healthy number of breeding females can survive, and to ensure juvenile survival to breeding age. Proper life zones, as well as providing corridors for genetic connectivity, can reduce the immediate risk to the species, though more long-term management plans need to be considered.
That was Valerie Titus of American Public University. You can find this, other segments, and more information about the professors at academicminute.org.
Production support for the Academic Minute comes from Newman's Own, giving all profits to charity and pursuing the common good for over 30 years, and from Mount Holyoke College. Never fear change.